There came a bright morning in the month of Lothron, when Turin was roused by sudden trumpets, and running to the doors, he saw in the court a great press of men on foot and on horse, and all fully armed as for war. There also stood Hurin, and he spoke to the men and gave commands. And Turin learned that they were setting out that day for Barad Aethel. These were Hurin's guards and household men, but all the men of his land that could be spared were summoned. Some had gone already with Huor, his father's brother, and many others would join the lord of Dorlomin on the road and go behind his banner to the great muster of the king. Then Morwen bade farewell to Hurin without tears, and she said, "I will guard what you leave in my keeping, both what is and what shall be." And Hurin answered her, "Farewell, Lady of Dorlomin. We ride now with greater hope than ever we have known before. Let us think that at this midwinter the feast shall be merrier than in all our years yet, with a fearless spring to follow after." Then he lifted Turin to his shoulder and cried to his men, "Let the heir of the house of Hador see the light of your swords." And the sun glittered on 50 blades as they leaped forth, and the court rang with the battle cry of the Edain of the North, "Lacho Kalad, Drego Morn! Flame light, flee night!" Then at last Hurin sprang into his saddle, and his golden banner was unfurled, and the trumpets sang again in the morning. And thus Hurin Thalion rode away to the Nirnaith Arnoidiad. But Morwen and Turin stood still by the doors, until far away they heard the faint call of a single horn on the wind. Hurin had passed over the shoulder of the hill, beyond which he could see his house no more.